Welcome, everybody. Shir number 14151415, and in the writing is shir number 567567. Getting back to Hilchas Brachas. Okay, so we are in the middle of the halachs of Kedima Bebrachas, priority in Brachas. So an interesting question comes up. Sometimes somebody they finish drinking, and the question is on the after bracha. Fine. So assuming that they drank enough or they ate enough in order to be able to make a after bracha, right? We've spoken about in the past that you have to eat for eating. It has to be a kazayas bechtei achilas pras under a 4-minute period. For drinking, it has to be at least a revius, roughly 3 ounces. And lechatchila, the amount of time it takes a person to drink 2 gulps. But the eved, if they went up to 4 minutes, bechtei achilas pras also, but the eved, many poiskim are makel on that also. Okay, and then they need an afterbrach. Oh, but now the question is, a person has to use to relieve themselves, to have to use the bathroom. So in which time we have to make it clear, if a person has to use the bathroom, you're not allowed to make a bracha. So, fine. So they use the bathroom, they relieve themselves. Now the question is, when they come out, which bracha is made first? Because there's 2 brachas right now. Number one, they have to make a asher yatzar, because they just used the bathroom, and that's supposed to really be done right away. And number one. Number two, they have to make a after bracha on the food, or an after bracha on the drink, whatever the case might be. So which one would come first? So the maaseh, the bottom line is, the answer is the asher yatzar. Asher yatzar in general always comes first, due to the fact that the asher yatzar is something which is more often. And we have a klal in general in halacha, we have something called tadr v'sheina tadr kodem, something that's more often. You have two things in front of you. One thing is done more often, and the other thing is done not as often. Tadr v'sheina tadr kodem, so the one that's done more often comes first. So in general, the asher yatzar would come first, because that's the concept number one, that it's something that is made, a bracha that's made more often. In general, a person makes an asher yatzar more than they make after brachas throughout the day. Sometimes it's a close call, but, you know, a person, let's say, eats a few times a day, but using the bathroom, gesund to hate, could be quite a number of times a day, right, throughout 24-hour period. So that would come first. The same thing is true if one has to bench after the Sebir Chasamazin, right? I finished eating and now it's time for me to bench. I washed and everything. Now they come and they have to use the bathroom. So one would not be allowed to bench if they have to have an urge to use the bathroom. Once you start feeling the urge, you're not supposed to make a bracha. So after washing the hands, after they come out of the bathroom, they should first make the Asher Yatzar and then then recite the Bir Chasamazin, and then you say over the benching. This is all due to the fact that the asher yatzar, like we said, is made more often, and the concept is known, like we said, tadr v'sheina tadr kodem, something that is done more often comes first. Now, there's another factor to take into consideration over here also. That is, once a person relieves themselves, they could only make the bracha of asher yatzar up until the time they start to feel an urge to use the bathroom again. Once that feeling comes, once a person starts to feel that they have to use the bathroom again, then they're going to lose the chance to make an asher. So let's say somebody uses the bathroom, they come out, and then a half hour, for example, just give me an example, a half hour later, they feel like they have to use the bathroom again. Whether it's gedolim, katanim, it doesn't matter, urination or bowel movement, either way. But they would lose, at that point, they lose the chance to make the asher yatzar for the previous going. Therefore, the Mishnah Berurah tells us quite a number of times, one should be extremely careful to make the asher yatzar as soon as possible. On the other hand, after bracha, especially with food, one would have up to 72 minutes to recite the after bracha. So again, with the after bracha, you do have up to 72 minutes, especially with food, with the drinks. It's a person should try not to go more than a half hour, but b'diavad, they would have up to 72 minutes b'diavad. So there's much more, as they say in English, wiggle room with a after bracha also. That's another reason why one should make sure to say the asher yatzar first. In general, we say asher yatzar comes before all brachas. The general concept is, one should keep in mind, the asher yatzar would come before all brachas. When one is done relieving themselves, they should be careful to make the asher yatzar before any other brachas, before doing anything in general. Thank you for listening. Aslachem bracha kol tov.